Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, chasing after achievements and validation? I get it, we live in a world that thrives on hustle and perfection. But what if I told you there's another path, one paved with kindness, understanding, and acceptance? It's all about cultivating self-compassion, and trust me, it's life-changing. So, what exactly is self-compassion? It's not just saying, be nice to yourself. It's a revolutionary practice of treating yourself with the same love, care, and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Imagine someone you love messing up. You wouldn't berate them or judge their every move, right? You'd likely offer a hug, a listening ear, and words of encouragement. Well, self-compassion is about extending that same kindness to yourself, even when you stumble, make mistakes, or fall short of your own expectations. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We're all flawed, we all mess up, and that's perfectly okay. Remember, you're not a robot programmed for perfection. Embrace your imperfections. They make you unique and human. Think about it like this. Everyone has a weird toe or a quirky habit. It's what makes us interesting, right? So why be so hard on yourself when you inevitably stumble? 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your inner critic, that nagging voice that tells you you're not good enough, smart enough, or thin enough. When you catch those negative thoughts, acknowledge them without judgment, then gently redirect your focus to something positive or grounding. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and comparing yourself to everyone else? Take a deep breath. Remember that what you see online is often curated perfection, and shift your attention to something real and meaningful in your own life. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Just like you'd treat a loved one going through a tough time, extend the same kindness and compassion to yourself. Need a break? Take one. Feeling overwhelmed? Ask for help. Don't sacrifice your well-being because you feel pressured to keep pushing. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. 4. Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes, big and small. Holding on to past regrets and failures only weighs you down. Practice forgiveness, both for yourself and others. It's a powerful act of self-compassion that allows you to move forward with lightness and grace. Imagine carrying around a heavy backpack filled with every mistake you've ever made. Now imagine letting go of that weight and feeling free. Forgiveness is the key to unlocking that freedom. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, celebrate your accomplishments. Give yourself credit for your efforts and recognize how far you've come. Remember those times when you faced a challenge head-on and emerged stronger? That's worth celebrating. Think about the last time you truly messed up. Maybe it was a presentation that didn't go as planned, or a missed deadline that caused some stress. Instead of beating yourself up, imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. You might say to yourself, "Okay, this didn't go perfectly, but I learned from it, and I'll do better next time." Then, focus on what you can control, how you respond, what you can learn, and how you can move forward with a renewed sense of purpose. Cultivating self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when your inner critic roars louder than usual, but remember, with practice, you can rewire your brain to treat yourself with the kindness and understanding you deserve. Start small. Notice those moments of self-criticism. Offer yourself a kind word or two, and celebrate even the smallest victories. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all stumble, we all fall, but with a little self-compassion, we can rise stronger and wiser than ever before. So, go out there and be kind to yourselves. Share this episode with a friend who might need a dose of self-love. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback helps me keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay compassionate and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.